We're going to start off this hour talking about cybersecurity, and it's a big issue out there, a priority for this administration, of course, finding ways to improve the security of the Internet, not just here, but around the world. And that's one of the challenges, that this is a worldwide platform. The Government Accountability Office has just finished a report that looks at the ways agencies can work with different kinds of partners to make cybersecurity more secure. And David Powner is the Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office, GAO. He and his team wrote this report, and he joins us now to talk about it. Mr. Powner, thank you as always for joining us.
Good afternoon, Chris.
So one of my favorite parts of the report, by the way, is right here up front, and you actually describe what the Internet is. The Internet is a vast network of interconnected networks that is used by governments, businesses, and research institutions. Are we still at the place where we have to describe that?
Well,
I'm just joking.
I think most people know what the Internet is. I think the key point is, you know, when we look at these cybersecurity incidents, I mean, very few are national issues anymore.
Yeah, and that's one of the challenges here. The report is titled U.S. Faces Challenges in Addressing Global Cybersecurity and Governance. This is really a worldwide platform, and so there are all sorts of just challenges in getting all the cats to dance in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have these cyber incidents. They transcend borders and nations. And, you know, this is an issue that the U.S. policy has recognized for years, where we do need to shore up our global cybersecurity. And there have been a lot of recent incidents. When you look at the Obama 60-day study, you can go back to the prior administration, where there was the Comprehensive National Security Initiative, referred to as CNCI. So really dating back the last several years, I think both administrations have put more of an emphasis on cybersecurity, and the global aspects is clearly a front-running area that we need to focus on.
And so what are some of the big issues out there? I know one of them is just getting everyone to understand that cybersecurity is mission critical.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you look at from the global perspective, I mean, clearly, you know, if we have a comprehensive policy, and that's where we had recommendations for a comprehensive policy, but to make it a little more tangible, I mean, first of all, it helps us secure our government and private sector systems. But, you know, interestingly, if we have an incident today, there are 27 countries that have 54 computer emergency response teams, similar to what you see at the Department of Homeland Security. And when there's a global incident, you know, how do we work through those many response teams, especially when you're dealing with some nations that, you know, are nations that, you know, currently were that have been designated as, you know, nations that consist of terrorist activities and those types of things. So there was a great example in our report that talked about the 2009 Conficker worm,
yeah,
and we had U.S. companies trying to work through that issue, and then all of a sudden they found themselves working with those types of nations, and that their question was, you know, what do? We work with them or don't we work with them? And that kind of highlights the reason why we have to have these sound policies in place on how we sift through that.
And we've even seen similar issues with companies as they, China or other countries. How do you deal with a country, these kinds of situations?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So you have that. So, you know, in terms of dealing with the incidences when they occur, that's one issue when you look at the global aspects. And our report also highlights, too, and this is something that commonly has been highlighted in terms of the, you know, how do we investigate and then prosecute when we do know that something has occurred. You know, and working through those international boundaries can be quite difficult. And also, too, if you look at it just from a competitive point of view, I mean, there is also, we highlight in our report, the issue of setting standards. We need to make sure that the whole standard-setting policy doesn't put U.S. companies at a point where it poses trade barriers to some of those companies. We had some incidents recently in 2007 with China and 2009 with South Korea, where there were proposed standards on an international level that really would have posed those trade barriers to certain companies here in the States.
And so what kind of standards are we talking about?
Well, for instance, if you look at the 2009 South Korea incident, there was a standard proposed, an encryption standard. So if you did business with that company, whether it's government or private sector, there was a certain level of encryption that needed to be developed into the product. And there were certain companies here in the States that would have exempted them from certain private sector business in that country. That since was changed when that issue was elevated, that only dealt with certain government agencies within South Korea. So those are the types of things that just highlight, you know, not only from a national security perspective, but also from a United States economic perspective, that we need to be on top the issue and active players in these many organizations that either work through the standard setting process or incident response or some of the law enforcement organizations that exist from an international perspective.
And we've had you on talking before about the challenges that the U.S. government itself faces in coordinating cyber incidents across all the federal agencies, let alone with state and local governments. When you add on the whole world layer, it just seems like it's almost overwhelming.
Well, it's quite complicated, and I go back to that example of the 54 computer emergency response teams that we identified on a global basis. There's likely more, Chris, when you look at that. And, you know, one of the recommendations we had is to have some clear protocols in place for how we deal with those differing incident response teams. So, yeah, it's a major challenge. I mean, this is a complicated area. It's something that's been recognized for years by, you know, prior administrations and the current administration. But even more reason why we need to make some tough policy decisions and get some of these protocols and other areas under control and more clearly defined.
And one of your recommendations is that Howard Schmidt, the cybersecurity coordinator, work with federal agencies and the private sector to come up with recommendations on an interagency coordinating committees. How do you envision this working? If it worked exactly as it should, which it never does, but if it did, how would this work that this kind of coordination could happen?
Well, the first step, and to Mr. Schmidt's credit, if you look at, as part of the National Security Council, we have these interagency policy committees that actually tackle a number of different topics. There is a subcommittee now on international cyberspace. So that committee exists, and we're well aware since Howard Schmidt's appointment in December of 2009 that many of the federal agencies told us that starting in January, that was soon after Mr. Schmidt was put into office, there was more activity associated with that interagency committee. And, you know, that committee, you know, does involve the Department of Defense, Justice, State, Treasury, Commerce. So you have a lot of players that play a role in that. And that is a key because it's not just a one-stop shop. Many departments and agencies play a role in addressing global cybersecurity on a comprehensive basis. And I think to Mr. Schmidt's credit, there's some movement in the right direction with that interagency mechanism that currently exists under the National Security Council.
My sense in hearing Mr. Schmidt talk about this around town and hearing folks talk about this at all levels, people understand what a complex this issue is, and particularly when you add in the international implications. Is there something, is there one thing that they do, I think your report mates 10, but is there one thing that they should really do to step forward?
Well, I think one of the key areas would be to, first of all, improve the coordination that we mentioned. I mean, that's going to be clear going forward. But I think from a tangible perspective, if you could find a way to coordinate that incident response in a more formalized manner going forward, that would really move the ball forward.
So everyone reacts to things in the same way and then share that information in the same way.
Correct. Yeah. You have the appropriate protocols for how you interact with folks, and you know, and if there are some gray areas, you know who to call and where to go to, and that type of thing. So you know, we have U.S. Companies that are currently working through some of these incidents, and they don't always necessarily know where to go.
And you mentioned the Conficker worm, and we've seen other botnet attacks where it seems like even this public-private sharing process is all of a sudden happening in a more effective way.
Yes, absolutely. And so you have these computer emergency response teams. It's a combination of both government and private sector teams globally.
Excellent. David Pounder, he is the Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And we have a link to the report. United States faces challenges in addressing global cybersecurity and governance. We have a link to his report and to this conversation. It's all online, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Chris.